Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up on the next block, we find young Mr. Rushbrook and his great-uncle Fletcher. The gentlemen are contemplating a large, old-fashioned easy chair beside the davenport. Uncle Fletcher is holding forth at the moment, and we hear him saying,
"First-rate easy chair for sitting on, Rush. It was built to last. I've had it 20 years, and it's good for 20 years more.
Looks comfortable, all right.
Set out what?
Oh, I have sat in it, Uncle Fletcher, several times. In your room over at Miss Keller's.
Fine. No, I'll bet as many as 1,000 different people have occupied this easy chair at one time or another. I could name you all 50 or so without starting to draw breath. Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Veach, Ivy Veach's brother Charlie, Herman Wilson, Curly James, Phil Nye, Tolfield Anderson Boys, Lem, Paul, and Emery, J.T. Bonner, S.C. White, all them fellas. Ed Lovers, Pat Beakley, Norris Bees, Harry Yap, John Sperling, Ed and his cousin Pete from Quincy, Howard Green, W.A. Litch. I could keep it up for half an hour.
I expect in 20 years a chair does see a lot of service.
The Reverend G. Hauser Dull sat on this chair.
Did he?
Sat in this chair and changed his socks. Another fellow changed his socks in this chair was Aldo Mars.
Huh.
Mort Andrew, Larry McPhip, Ray Tweedy, L.H. Hubbardson, Eli Sarge, and R. Watson Loop.
I think you've named about 50 already.
Eugene Partlow sat in this chair. Eugene Partlow run for coroner and got beat. Run for alderman and got beat. Run for county clerk and got beat. Run for deputy sheriff and got beat. His great ambition was to run for mayor and get beat.
He realized that ambition?
He realized that ambition. He run for mayor and got beat.
Huh.
Your mother sat in this chair when she was little.
You all right?
Here's Mom now.
Hi.
Who's in there with you, Uncle Fletcher?
Yeah.
Hello, Vic.
Hello.
It's Mom.
Fine. Yes, your mother sat in this chair when she was little. Let's see, she couldn't have been more than 9 or 10, I remember.
Well, how are you?
Hello, Sadie. The scallywag of a rush told me it was Vic Cody.
Why, I never done any such a thing. You were the fellow jumped to the conclusion it was Gov in the kitchen. I said, "Here's Mom now," and you called
her. Who's here, Rush?
Uncle Fletcher.
How'd you get here?
Him and Mr. Gumpox brought it over.
You recollect this chair, Sadie. It's the same old easy chair I've had for 20 years. Just telling the land here, I remember when you were a little bit like it used to sit on it.
I got
your movie got company?
Uncle Fletcher.
Did you bring that chair from your room at Miss Keller's?
Fine. I got name it over to Rush of different ones that sat in it. Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Veach, Ivy Veach's brother Charlie, Herbal Wilson, Curly.
Well, who's the young fellow with the elastic-sided shoes?
How are you, Vic? Glorious day.
Yes, indeed.
But down to the office, likely?
Yes, I have. And it's been hot as a cookstool.
Fine.
He's brought over this awful old easy chair.
What for?
I don't know.
See anything new around here, Vic? Notice any extra furniture?
Well, let me see. I'll glance at the...
My easy chair.
Oh, to be sure.
Recollect it?
Certainly do. It's like an old friend.
How'd they bring it over?
That's right, my George.
What's the idea?
Don't know. Just out of your mind.
Just tell the folks, Vic. The Reverend G. Hauser Gall sat in this easy chair. Expect you remember him. Preached there in Belvedere many years. Later died.
What are you going to do with your easy chair, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg your pardon, Sadie?
Why did you bring your easy chair away from your room at Miss Keller's?
To sit on.
Sit on?
Here's the thing. You people have been sociable enough to ask me to spend considerable time here. I'll spend maybe, 2 or 3 evenings a week.
Yes?
Some weeks, of course, won't spend any time here. Other weeks, I'll maybe take as many as 4 or 5 meals with you. So I figured this way. I figured... I have got 2 easy chairs in my bedroom. Why should I wear out Sadie's furniture?
Oh, no.
2 easy chairs in a fellow's bedroom makes too many easy chairs. You'll see my bedroom, Sadie. Small. I don't complain about that because I like a small bedroom. But you take a small bedroom the size of mine and two big easy chairs clutters it up to where a man has to scratch around for elbow space.
But, Uncle Fletcher, I'm afraid...
Oh, I think it this way. I spend considerable time at Sadie and Vex. Why should I wear out their furniture? Why not take the strain off my bedroom, take my extra easy chair over there, and keep it there?
No.
So Gumpuck's my idea, and he offered the use of his garbage wagon to haul it in right off the bat.
Uncle Fletcher, listen, I appreciate...
Perfectly all right.
No, but my living room just won't accommodate it.
Perfectly all right. We'll say no word. We'll let us say no word, Vic.
Okay.
One easy chair for those bedrooms and half easy chairs. You're welcome to the use of it when I'm not around. You and your friends consider it wherever you take the notion. Look to Johnson consider it, Rush.
Fine.
Look to the good boy. I feel well paid on my side, Sadie. Bringing my easy chair over here gives me more elbow space in my bedroom. And on top of that, I like the feeling that I'm wearing out my own furniture instead of yours.
No, but the point is, Uncle Fletcher, this living room can't accommodate anymore.
Forget it. Works out to where everybody benefits.
Explain, John Beck.
We're pleased and grateful for your thoughtfulness, Uncle Fletcher, and we...
Maybe it's embarrassment if you want. Keep it polished up if you feel like it. But don't bother with any snacks. Rush and Bright Smelly quiet to sit us next time he's over visiting.
Okay.
Smelly's a good boy.
Yeah.
Well, I can't have that thing in my living room.
We'll tell him.
Uncle Fletcher, I guess you weren't listening a minute ago, but I started...
Oh, the nearest thing. I'll bring over the doilies that go over the back one of these times.
Huh?
What do you call those doilies that go over the back of easy chairs?
And the MacArthur.
I've got several at home. Handy things. What about if you take some fellas' their hairs oily? These spots on the back of your easy chair.
Mm-hmm.
I got several of those place. Some of them's decorated with embroidery. Bright sayings worked in the material, you know. Please be seated. Hello there, George. Rain or shine, you'll always be mine. By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois. All such as that.
Goodness.
Oh, Sadie, far as the easy chair goes, it matters you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. In the first place, the half-wit easy chair clutters up my bedroom. In the second place, I want to feel like I'm wearing out my own furniture, instead of my niece's. And in the second place, I like doing folks' favors. And in the second place, everybody benefits. Russ and Mike, Leo and Richard sit down next time you visit.
Okay.
Leland's a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Eugene Parklow sat down this easy chair one time, Vic.
Did he?
20 minutes or better. Probably you remember Eugene Parklow.
No, don't believe so.
Runs for coroner and got beat?
Uh-huh.
Eugene Parklow runs for coroner and got beat. He runs for alderman and got beat. Runs for county clerk and got beat. Runs for deputy sheriff and got beat. His great ambition was to run for mayor and get beat.
Did he make the grade?
Made the grade with flying colors. In the year 1896, Eugene Parklow ran for mayor and got beat.
Later died.
Fired in a peculiar way.
Oh, my.
It was a hot afternoon of August, 90 degrees in the shade. Eugene Parklow drank a tin dipper full of ice water. Ice water made him feel chilly inside, and he drank a tin dipper full of hot water. Hot water made him feel warm and uncomfortable, so he drank another tin dipper full of ice water. Well, the same thing happened again, and he took more hot water. That kept up till he drank 8 tin dippers full of ice water and 8 tin dippers full of hot water. He sat down on a pile of railroad ties and passed away.
Goodness.
Stuff happens, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to your easy chair, Uncle Fletcher, I think I'd better tell you straight out and no beating around the bush.
I said perfectly all right, and the man perfectly all right. I'm not robbing myself. I'm benefiting.
Vic, you talk.
I don't see how I
can do any better. Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Veach, Ivy Veach as well as Charlie, Herman Wilson, Curry Jones, Phil Knight,
All three of the Henderson boys, Len, Paul, and Emily, J.T. Foner, S.C. White, all of them fellas.
Uncle Fletcher,
Ed Rogers, Fat Beakley, Noah Spence, Harry Yap, John Sperling, and his cousin Pete Quincy, Hard Green, W.A. Litch. I can keep it up for half an hour.
Uncle Fletcher.
And ladies, by George. Myrtle Pearson had a little boy, Art, from Shreveport, Louisiana. Ida Pilgrim, her sister Louise, Edna, Irene, Dorsey, and Elizabeth Gahooney, Eurekeeble, Esther Lunch, Margaret Squall, Marcia, Unibal, Mary,
Uncle Fletcher,
Laura Quan, Wanda Garvis, and Susan Feet, Mrs. R.K. Yellowwood, Mrs. F. Kilgore Dodd, Mrs. George H. Cunningham.
Uncle Fletcher, please.
Beg pardon, Sadie?
You mean just splendid bringing your easy chair here, but I'm afraid I'll have to tell you, it just don't suit my living room.
Why?
See, we got one easy chair already.
Uh-huh.
And if we had another one, it'd make two easy chairs in the same corner because there's no place else to put a second one.
Two easy chairs in the same corner. Why?
And on top of that, your easy chair don't go with the rest of my furniture.
Yes. No, I meant what I said, Sadie. No strings attached. Sit in it, use it, put it wherever you want to. I'm not robbing myself. I'm benefiting the same as you people are.
I give up, kiddo.
I can't give up.
The Reverend G. Hauser Gull sat on this chair one time, Dick.
Did he?
The Reverend G. Hauser Gull sat in this chair one time for about 20 minutes. That's why you heard him preach there in Belvedere.
Mm-hmm.
Preached a good many years there in Belvedere.
Mm-hmm. Later died.
Later died.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Vic and Sade until the next time.